Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Dawn B., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Southern California. Today is Tuesday, October 19th, 2021, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book, and we're on page 92, the first paragraph, that starts with, "If you are satisfied that he is a real alcoholic." Reading and commenting on that one paragraph only. Today's readers are the 12 Steps, Rhonda R., 12 Traditions, Lorraine N. Reader of the text, Eileen M. Dana P. will read page 164, and our backup reader is Stephanie L. The reference number for Monday, October 18th, 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 17,937. That's 17937. And for this morning, Tuesday, October 19th, 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, the backup number, reference number, is 17,942. That's 17942. Our newcomer greeter this morning will be Mary B., and Robin P. will do the announcements. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Rhonda R. to read the 12 steps. Good morning, Rhonda.
Good morning, Dawn. Thank you for your service. I'm Rhonda R., grateful recovered compulsive eater in Georgia. The 12 steps. We admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4. Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5. Admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6. We're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7. Humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8. Made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continue to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. And thank you for the opportunity to do service today.
Thank you so much, Rhonda R. And now I will ask Lorraine N. to read the 12 traditions. Good morning, Lorraine.
Good morning, Dawn. Thank you for your service. Good morning, everyone. The 12 traditions. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other OA groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, and films. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Blessings on us all. Thank you for the opportunity. I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Lorraine N. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book. We're on page 92, the first paragraph. If you are satisfied that he is a real alcoholic. And we're going to be reading and commenting on that one paragraph only. I will now ask Eileen M. to begin reading. Good morning, Eileen. Star 1 to unmute, Eileen.
Good morning, Dawn. This is Eileen. Thank you for your service. Eileen M., recovered compulsive overeater in New Hampshire. If you are satisfied that he is a real alcoholic, begin to dwell on the hopeless feature of the malady. Show him from your own experience how the queer mental condition surrounding that first drink prevents normal functioning of the willpower. Don't, at this stage, refer to this book unless he has seen it and wishes to discuss it. And be careful not to brand him as an alcoholic. Let him draw his own conclusion. If he sticks to the idea that he can still control his drinking, tell him that possibly he can, if he is not too alcoholic. But insist that if he is severely afflicted, there may be little chance he can recover by himself. So I'm looking at the line where it says, be careful not to brand him as an alcoholic. Let him draw his own conclusion. And, you know, what I was thinking about in this reading is that when I first came to OA in the 80s, at least in New Hampshire where I live, the local meeting, you know, was very large, and people were following something called Gray Sheet, which was, I believe it was a food plan that was endorsed by OA or suggested by OA, but you know, it was a very specific way of eating, and the assumption was that everyone's binge foods were flour, sugar, and sweeteners, and that's what we were asked to abstain from. And, you know, I sort of had the assumption over the years that everyone, that's what everyone's binge foods are. And I've learned over time that there are many definitions of entire abstinence, not just that. So that, you know, that was my definition, and not everybody has that. And, you know, I learned, you know, through experience as a sponsor that I cannot tell anybody what their binge foods are or what they should abstain from or what their food plan should be. That's like making a diagnosis of, you know, what kind of compulsive overeater they are. And, you know, it's not very effective if I do that, because I find so many different people, their experience with different foods has been different than mine. And all I can share is what I did and what worked for me, and then let that person decide based on their history of compulsive eating what works for them. You know, I can help them identify their alcoholic foods, but I cannot tell them, hey, you know, you can't use this ingredient or that ingredient just because I'm not doing it. You know, and sometimes people may need to experience, you know, they need to experiment in order to get more information, you know, about their condition. So that's just something I've had to accept, that, I have sponsees that eat foods that I cannot have. And, you know, that's okay. If it doesn't trigger them, then, you know, it works for them. And, you know, it's not really my job to try to understand that, you know. And sometimes people, you know, they start to think that they can do it themselves, and that's fine, you know, is maybe that's what their journey is. Their journey is not necessarily my journey. So, you know, I'm just here to help them find what works for them. So thanks so much. I pass.
Well, thank you so much, Eileen M., for getting us started. And I'll now be opening up the line to take the names of people who would like to share in this paragraph. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who would like to share with us this morning?
Stephen G.
Stephen G.
Tammy M.
Tammy M. Who else would like to share today?
Cora R.
Cora R.
Jim M.
Jim M.
Robin P.
Robin P. Okay, let's stop there. I have Stephen G., Tammy M., Cora R., Jim M., and Robin P. Go ahead, Stephen. Please get us started today.
Good morning. I'm Stephen G. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Canada. So if you are satisfied that he is real alcoholic, begin to dwell on the hopeless feature of the malady. This was all new information to me when it was presented to me, the idea that I could have an allergy of the body to certain foods, ingredients, and behaviors, and the idea that I had a mental obsession was all new information to me. So I needed this presented to me, and I needed it presented to me that it was permanent, it was progressive, and most likely it was going to be fatal, because I needed to get to a point where I was completely hopeless. Then this paragraph goes on to say, be careful not to brand him as an alcoholic. It wouldn't have helped me for somebody to tell me I was a compulsive overeater. I needed to get this information about the allergy of the body and obsession of the mind, and then look at my history and then go and experiment for a while. And once I did that, then I came to accept that I was a compulsive overeater. That was necessary for me to, again, get to that completely hopeless stage. And then it goes on to say that if he sticks to the idea that he can still control his drinking, tell him that possibly he can. And again, I needed to go out and experiment with other options, which in my mind were easier than this program that was presented to me, and to see that they would not work, so that I could again get to this hopeless position where I would be open to the idea of the solution that was presented to me, which was entire abstinence from my alcoholic foods, ingredients, and behaviors, plus a spiritual solution as a result of working the steps. Those were things I did not want to do until I was completely backed into a corner, accepted the diagnosis, and accepted it because I diagnosed myself once the information was presented to me and saw that I had no other options. And then I did what was necessary, and then I recovered. And thank God for that. Thank you, I pass.
Thank you so much, Stephen G. from Canada. Tammy M., please share with us now, followed by Cora R. Good morning, Tammy.
Hi. First of all, I'm looking, actually, I like what Eileen said. I had an interesting conversation. First of all, I live in a nursing home, and I was talking to an old roommate of mine who she knows she has an eating problem, and she knows I'm in this program, and she was talking to me the other day, and she said, you know, I think I am hitting bottom with this, and I think, I said, well, good, that's the first step. I didn't give her any advice, and that's the first step in getting well. And, you know, I can't tell her what to do. She has to figure it out herself. And as I'm a grateful recovered compulsive eater, first of all, and I can't tell her what to do. That's for her to figure out. And if she's serious enough about this, then she'll take the right steps to get help. She knows what to do, and we talked about the program, and she knows what to do. I can't force her to do, and to do, if she wants to still eat, she'll do that. And she was telling me she can't breathe, and, you know, there's only so much I could do, but I think by her admitting it is a good step, and that's all I could tell her, was that's the first step to getting help. And I'll pass with that. Thank you for letting me share.
And Tammy, you want to share where you're calling from this morning?
I am calling from Illinois Central Standard Time.
Illinois, perfect. Thank you so much, Tammy. Appreciate you.
All right.
And now we'll have Cora R. share, followed by Jim M. And if you'd like, please share where you're calling from. Good morning, Cora.
Hi, this is Cora R. from Northern California. Can I be heard?
You sure can.
Hi, this is the second time that I've spoken on the call, but I've been listening to the recorded line, and I've just, and I've been in program for, like over 30 years, but I feel like I'm just getting to a different level of recovery and not staying in denial. It's just like little pieces. That's why this reading was so powerful, of just cleaning up any, you know, I've healed a lot, but just being just extremely honest with myself about those alcoholic ingredients or binge foods, and I've just been flirting with it, you know, and it just needs to be like complete and totally clean. And so I'm just here to say that, because it gets messy, and then once you start slipping and sliding, or I start slipping and sliding, it's just kind of so I've been vacillating a bit, and I'm just here to say that I'm here to be honest with myself on a deeper level, and I really appreciate the reading. Hope it's okay what I shared. Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Beautiful job, Cora R. Thank you so much for being here with us today from California. Now, Jim M., will you share with us, please, followed by Robin P. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. Jim M. from Western Massachusetts, compulsive overeater. You know, good morning, everyone. I'm so grateful that we're all here, and thank you for this group and also those that are giving service today by leading it in their areas. So in the reading, you know, it resonates with me because I've been out of the room or the rooms for about a year and a half now. Prior to that, I was in for 3 years and doing extremely well. So you know, here I am, and I'm back at square one, but, you know, I think the amazing thing in reading this is that it does speak to me, and I'm just at that point where, you know, I'm starting to work on getting back into this, and I think the magic of our program is, you know, there may be little chance he may recover by himself, and you know, even though it's been a long year and a half, I think, you know, hearing that going, because I've been in the rooms, knowing that the heart, the fellowship and the love will always be there, knowing that I don't have to do this by myself. looking at those first three steps. So, I thank you all for all of this, and I look forward to continuing to rebuild. Thank you. Have a great day. I pass.
Thank you so much, Jim M. And I'd like to let everybody know we are on page 92, the first paragraph, starting with, if you are satisfied that he is a real alcoholic, and we're reading and commenting on that one paragraph only today. And we're now going to have Robin P. share, and following Robin, I'm going to be opening up the lines to take more names. Good morning, Robin.
Hi, good morning, Dawn. Thanks so much for your service. This is Robin P. I'm a very grateful recovered compulsive overeater in Costa Rica. And I came into the program years ago before I was ready, and I saw God on the walls, and I ran out, and I was so desperate for help, but I kept thinking, maybe I'm not really a compulsive overeater. And when I was finally ready, I had so much denial and shame about, you know, having been bulimic, anorexic, and a compulsive overeater, it's all the same disease, just a different manifestation. I told myself that I just was coming in to lose 5 pounds because I had so much shame in those days about being a bulimic. And, it's just, it takes what it takes. And the only thing that I ever ask anybody is what my sponsor asked me, are you willing to go to any lengths to recover? And I wholeheartedly said yes. And there are people who are honest with me when I ask them, they say, no, I don't think I'm ready. And I just say, then just pray to hit bottom. And no, this is a self-diagnosed disease. No one else could diagnose it for me, and I can't diagnose it for anyone else. And, you know, I'm a conscious vegan. I feel really passionately about animals and the environment, and that's part of my recovery. And for a while, I've been abstinent for over 5 years, almost six, and I felt like, oh, I just want to sponsor people who are vegan because it's hard for me to hear people's food when they're eating animals. And, I've recently just started just doing my best to let that go and just be of service, of maximum service to God and my fellows. And, I get to eat according to my medicine for my body is being vegan and what feels, and I'm also eat organic. I don't eat poison. And I also don't eat GMOs because that's poison. So the patented poison, but that's my food, and other people get to do what works for them. And it's so such a great relief to know as the time has gone on that I don't have to help people in that regard, you know, that they get to find what works for them. Just like I got to find what works for me, and there are professionals who can help people with their food plans, and I help as much as I can, and then I also steer people to nutritionists. So God bless everybody with a really blessed abstinent day. I'm so grateful to be here. Thanks again for all your service, everybody.
Thank you, Robin P. from Costa Rica. And I'm now going to be opening up the lines to take more names of people who would like to share on this paragraph. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your shared every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who would like to share with us this morning?
Diana H. from Michigan.
Diana H.
Carrie G.
Carrie G.
Toby K.
Toby J.
Toby K.
Very good. Thank you.
Maria T.
Maria T. Okay, let's stop there. I have Diana H., Carrie G., Toby K., and Maria T. Go ahead, Diana. Please please go ahead and share with us this morning.
Hi, thank you. I'm Diana H. from Michigan, a compulsive overeater, and I was struck by this sentence in this paragraph, and be careful not to brand him as an alcoholic. I have done that, not with food, because I'm fairly new to this,
in a real serious way, but with another substance I have done that. And I think I've done that, I realized when the passage was being read that I have known that I'm a compulsive overeater for decades. And that was one thing I never had a problem with admitting. I just never did, in a consistent way, the next right thing. And I'm wondering if the reason that I have been free to, quote, brand someone as an alcoholic is because that wasn't an issue for me, but I need to be more sensitive, I think, to others and realize that this next line is very important. Let him draw his own conclusion. So that's what I was struck by with this paragraph. Thank you. I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Diana H. from Michigan. And now Carrie G., will you share with us, please, followed by Toby K. And please let us know where you're calling from. Good morning, Carrie.
Hi, good morning. This is Carrie G., recovered in Colorado, and just super grateful to be on my home meeting, Vision for You. How the queer mental condition, those are the words that jumped out for me, just this reminder that the greater aspect of my illness is my mind, and that the book is going to use, you know, all these different words, queer mental condition, for this twist of the mind, my abnormal mind, this amnesia that's going to keep me out of service, working with others is step 12. And so I'm looking at where can I be of service. And for me right now, going through the steps again, and I'm in my fourth step inventory, it's amazing how God reveals ways I can be of service, even if I'm not officially sponsoring. There are so many ways to get out of my mental obsession and be of service to others. Just the simple act of praying for others, being in gratitude throughout the day, just that that idea of being in gratitude mode. You know, thank you, God, for this day. Thank you, God, for my abstinence today. And that line at the bottom, little chance he can recover by himself. This is this idea that we're all together in this program, that I get to reach out and that I get to connect with you guys. And it's through that connection that I can grow a deeper experience of being available to other people, you know, getting out of this amnesia, this twist of the mind, that it's all about me and my problems, and instead connecting with you guys. And so it's such a beautiful circle, this evolution, that once we get recovered, we can be of service. And I can put down that mental obsession today, thank you, God, because it is a maddening illness. And it is a deathly illness that we have. So if you're still struggling with this mental obsession, this twist of the mind that always drags you back to the food, grab a sponsor, go through the steps as quickly as you can, and there is so much freedom and so much hope on the other side. Thanks. With that, I pass.
Thank you, Carrie G. from Colorado. Now, Toby K., will you share with us, followed by Maria T., and please share the state or country that you're calling from so that those who wish to contact you from the member list may do so. Good morning, Toby.
Hi, this is Toby K. I'm in Israel. Could you hear me okay?
We sure can.
Thanks. So I'm so grateful for this meeting. I am from New York originally, most of my life, and being in Israel, even though I've been here before, it's still a new thing for me, and, you know, the foods are slightly different, and being in my son's house, and my daughter-in-law is
a very plentiful cook with a lot of things that I don't necessarily use in my own food, ingredients that I don't use. And I've been finding it to be so challenging, so challenging. So I really need to go to God, because I know I can't do this by myself. I am trying to make calls, but it's hard to get people, and the 7-hour difference. So it's a little bit complicated to get people. I mean, it's not easy. It could be done, but it's not easy. Anyway, I am struggling, but I really appreciate all the shares that tell me we could do it, and to come out on the other side abstinently. Thank you for letting me share. I pass.
Well, thank you so much, Toby K. from Israel. And now, Maria T., will you share with us? And then I'll be opening up the lines to take a few more names. Good morning, Maria.
Hi, this is Maria, compulsive eater in Norway. And you can hear me okay?
We sure can.
Yeah, lovely. Okay, thank you. Thank you for your service today. It was I really appreciate this meeting and the fact that so many wonderful wonderful shares have already been shared. I'm just in the process of going through the steps again, and I have been in OA for many, many years. Never ever able to get abstinent. Then I came to A Vision for You last year, got abstinent from my alcoholic food, and then slipped again from December, and again in April. And I couldn't understand what was going on. I mean, I was kind of slipping on behaviors more than I didn't pick up any of my alcoholic foods, but other new foods have to go on my red list. But I just couldn't understand what was really going on for me. And when I completely understood that I was a compulsive eater, that I was completely powerless over this disease, just couldn't get it. And, you know, I'm really, really struck by this paragraph, because it says here that, you know, that we have to dwell on the hopeless feature of the malady and show them from your own experience how the queer mental condition. And that is definitely, that is the key here, because I have a queer mental condition. I have a mental twist before the first compulsive bite. So what is it that builds the bridge? Because my bridge is broken. And that is that the bridge is broken, that I am actually, I know there's somewhere deep within me, like Jim and the milk, and, you know, there's something deep inside me thinking that I know there's something, this is not the right thing to do by standing, eating, whatever, but I still do it anyway, because there's something not normal between one signal received, the signal that's been sent and the signal and the recipient. It's not actually being received. So that's where I need to build up that defense, and that has to come from a higher power. And, you know, I am really, really, really getting to understand this, because there has been a 10% small part of me that's still thinking that I can control this, but I have to completely, fully concede to my innermost self that I am a compulsive eater and powerless. And I have to just do everything I can. I have to go to any length to beat this, because I have no control over it. It's something abnormal in my emotional, mental, psyche, everything. That's what's wrong. There's something wrong within me. And I can look at it as right. Eating with impunity. And I'll just wrap up here. But, you know, I look at it as, and I say, oh, no. But I know now, today, I'm fully conceded that I am completely powerless. So thank you for letting me share. Thank you.
Thank you, Maria T. from Norway. And now I'm going to be opening up the lines to take the more names of people who would like to share. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So we are on page 92, the first paragraph, starting with, if you are satisfied, he is a real alcoholic. We're commenting on that one paragraph only. Who would like to share today?
Aliyah A.
Aliyah A?
Mm-hmm.
Who else would like to share?
Lynn B.
Lynn B. And was that Leah?
Leah R.
Leah R.
Char D.
Char D.
Be like boy, yes.
Okay. All right, I have Lynn B, Leah R, and Char B. Go ahead, Aliyah, and please share where you're calling from.
Okay, may I be heard?
You sure can.
So I'm calling, my name is Aliyah A, and I'm a compulsive overeater from Montreal, Canada. This paragraph reminds me when I used to judge my sister. I was after I was in the program for 5 years, and I was convinced that she should be in the program and that she is a compulsive overeater, and that she was just in denial. You know, and she said that she was not a compulsive overeater. So I really encouraged her to join, and I was sometimes being a bit pushy, you know. And now, you know, with the program, I learned that I have to surrender. Even if I love this program and I think it's going to be the best thing for her, that I should really surrender to her journey. And even if I feel, you know, bad about her, the insanity that I see or the misery or whatever, you know, that I have to really surrender that, just like I cannot control my life. And now the amazing thing is I have peace and serenity, you know, about this, and that God, I know that God has her back and she's going through her journey, and it's not my responsibility, you know, to convince anybody of the program. So, you know, it's done miracles for me, this program, and the best I can do is to continue to recover. I just got out of a relapse now, and I'm redoing the steps, and, you know, I'm so grateful, you know, for my sponsor, for all the OA fellows that I talked to, for the program, the 12 steps, and I feel so, you know, blessed to be part of this community. And really the nicest thing is to surrender everything and really trust God. So thank you for letting me share, and I pass.
Thank you so much, Aliyah A. from Canada. And now Lynn B., will you share with us, followed by Leah R. Good morning, Lynn B., and please share where you're calling from.
Oh, hi, good morning. I'm Lynn T. and David from San Diego, California. Grateful I'm a recovering compulsive overeater. And I just remember a while back ago when I, several years ago, when I would get sponsees, I'd be so excited to work with them and, you know, just want to jump in full force and, you know, pick all these times and line them up on my calendar. And I would take it so personal that they wouldn't call, you know, after the first time or not show up for the first time, you know. And I just had to remember that it was their journey and not mine. And my piece was only there to help them, you know. I wasn't there to do anything but help them and guide them. And they had to kind of take the reins. And so, you know, I still sometimes take it personal, and that's just one of my character defects. But I try to live in a service position about it, always be open about it. And, you know, for me, it was so hard to ask for help. And so when somebody asks me for help, I try to take that into consideration and just be available. There was this one time, and my experience has been
were going to meet, and we were ready to do, we had, you know, met several times, and we were on the third step, and they just weren't ready to go forward in taking the third step. And, you know, I just said casually, like, you know what, think about it, pray about it, write about it, do whatever you need, but let me know when you're ready to take the third step. And so I ended up hearing about from them about a year later, and so we were able to continue. But you know, you don't know what you're going to say to people that makes them, you know, stick while they're in a binge or whatever. So you just hope that you're just in maximum service to the people that are looking for help and are ready for help. So thank you for letting me share, and thank you for everyone's service this morning.
Thank you, Lynn D. from California. And now we'll have Leah R. share with us, followed by Char B. Good morning, Leah. Star 1, Leah R.
Hi, good morning. Leah R. from New York, compulsive overeater. Can I be heard?
You sure can.
Thank you for your service. Thanks for the meeting and the shares. I ate over everything, especially over other people's business. And it was extremely painful for me to watch certain behaviors that I'm so sure of. You know, that this is wrong. It's wrong. And, you know, that I was so sure about everything that's what I did with the food. I was so sure about the food, the food that I was eating that was killing me. And I kept stuffing myself with the food. I didn't face my stuff. I kept stuffing my face and over other people, places, and things that I was powerless over and helpless over. And, you know, as I keep working in my program and being abstinent and gaining clarity, you know, it's just simply a pattern of my past where, you know, this is how we grew up. This is how we were raised. You believe your feelings. You're so sure. Your feelings are facts. Your feelings are the only real, is the only opinion, is the only real feelings. And that's how my mom, she perceives it that way until today's day. And it's very difficult for me until today's day. I can't be helpful to her. I can't be hopeful and helpful. I still struggle initially with that today. You know, until I let it go. You know, it's hard for me. It's always hard for me. I don't get my way when I'm so sure how things should be, because I learned so much. I worked so hard. I know so much better. I see how this should be. If I know it, I should get it. It's just hard to see sometimes how automatic that behavior is and how powerless I am, just like I am with the food, powerless over my compulsive overeating, the same way I'm powerless over other people. So the program is about being of service, utmost service to others and God. And that's where it becomes tricky for me, because I fall back into my past.
Time.
But what they got to do. Thank you. I'll just wrap up and say I'm just glad I'm here and praying the surrender. Thank you. Pass.
Thank you, Leah R. from New York. And now, Char B., will you share with us, please, this morning?
Yes, thank you so much for your service. My name is Char B. I am an overeater living in Michigan and brand new here. And so I noticed we're in the chapter working with others. And for my purposes, this would be, since I'm new here, this would be a chapter called How to Work with Me. And I am very interested in finding a sponsor here, because I do see that I am a real compulsive overeater and that it is helpless for me. And that I do have this mental condition that that once I get started, I can't stop. And so, you know, it's interesting that through reading about how we do work with others, that I can see myself in here. So it would be helpful for me for somebody to refer to this book because I've seen it before. And it would also be helpful for me not to be branded by somebody as a compulsive overeater. That would be for me to decide for myself, and I have decided that. And I also know I can't control this. I see I have experienced the wisdom of a group that is dedicated to recovery. I've witnessed that in other areas, and I know I do really well with group support as well as with individual help. And so I feel like I've arrived in the right place. I'm really glad to be here, and thank you for listening.
Well, thank you, Char B. from Michigan. We are thrilled to have you here today. And I do have time for about a minute share if someone has not shared in the last 3 days and would like to take that opportunity. Is there someone who would like to share for about a minute? Now's your
Goldie.
Chance. Goldie? Okay, take it away, Goldie.
Hi, my name is Goldie, and I'm a compulsive overeater. So I wanted to share, I had this really, actually very God-oriented experience. I'm newly abstinent, and the other night, not last night, the night before, all of a sudden, after I was reading the big book with my sponsor, I just got this major urge just to shove my face with food. Like, I don't really exactly know, like, what exactly triggered me, but I just wanted to take a whole bag of something and truly just shove it down my throat. And all of a sudden, and this is like the first time in my life that this has ever happened, because usually when that type of thinking goes, I don't think, I just act on it. And this time I believe my higher power was the one that did this for me, only because it doesn't make any sense that it would be anything else. And I walked through thinking about how much would be enough for me to, if I did do that, and then what would my tomorrow be like afterwards? It wouldn't just be the binge and then I'm satisfied. It would continue the next day and who knows how many days after.
Time.
And I did not pick up. And I, to me, that's just a miracle. And I felt like I had to share it because there's nothing else that explains that I was saved from acting on it except for my higher power. And I just wanted to share it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Goldie. Really appreciate that. And if you are new, please stick around because we'll be taking names and numbers for newcomers in just a few moments. And we're now going to close. Thank you to everyone who shared. We're going to close with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Dana P. please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
Thank you so much, Lynn, for your service. Dana P. here. I'm in California. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.